Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech
hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
720. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, though, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. First of all, let me just say I know Knucklehead, and that liberal doofus Tim Conway lookalike is not Knucklehead. And what's bugging me this morning is I'm watching the news this morning on TV, and FEMA is all over Gainesville knocking on doors ahead of a reporter following around, trying to get somebody, I guess, to come on camera. Following around, beating on the front doors. FEMA, we're here to help with the nice manicured lawns, air conditioning's blowing. They probably couldn't hear you because they're sleeping with the AC cooking. And roof's all nice. They're over there. Hey, folks. Hey, FEMA. Come on over here. You want to find people that need help? Come over here. I've been out since Friday morning, day into the dark, everywhere in my community, Fanning Springs, Trenton, Chiefwood. I went over toward Old Town. It's bad. And all these bad places. I ain't seen people. All I see is Governor DeSantis. I see our National Guard here, and I see fire to rescue people coming as far away from Miami, coming up here with high water stuff, trying to help us over here. Hey, FEMA, we're here. Come and see us. Don't worry about Gainesville. The tree huggers have got it all under control over there. That's what's bugging me. Have a nice day, boys. Thank you for listening.
All right, Rosebud. Interesting, because we got a call off the air about asking Kat Kamick, when we have her on at 8:05, about Alachua Gilchrist County being like, what's their status? Are they going to get federal dollars, et cetera? Right. It sounds like Rosebud just addressed that.
I think so.
Okay, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I'm not sure if you remember about 3.5 years ago when Texas and Louisiana froze over alleged President Joe Biden came out and said, the ice has melted. And he's about to do this thing right now in North Carolina. He was a storm passed through. And if we're lucky, he'll have Kamala Harris in tow to explain how a hurricane is a whole bunch of wind and rain for all of us and stuff. So, yeah, it's basically a vote-getting mechanism. It's basically a campaign. All right, ticker.
Yeah, and somewhat late in the game.
Yeah.
But really, the most important thing is that the people get help, the people get aid, more so than them. 877-975-9825. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Hey, in a rare moment of honesty, Tampon Tim was so self-reflective because only knuckleheads believe that mutilated transsexual boys menstruate, hence putting tampons in the boys' room. And I was really disappointed that Vance didn't get that in to illustrate just how insane these Democrats are. That really bugged me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Hey, but he did get a lot of good stuff
he
in.
He did. Yeah, we had a couple listeners call off air that kind of had the same thing that was bugging them a little bit this morning. There were opportunities that maybe Vance missed on. But you got to remember, this was his first big debate. Even afterwards, he said he was nervous. So the fact that you're not going to catch everything, not surprising. But he did a much better job of looking composed than Deer in the Headlights Walls did.
Yeah, and he had answers for the propaganda that was being spewed out by Walls. It's their general circulating leftist propaganda. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Call in now. We got some open lines, and we'll find out what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Right now, though, let's talk to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is this longshoreman strike and the fact that Biden won't enforce or enact the Taft-Hartley regulations. I got a gut feeling he wants the economy to get even worse, and he really wants Harris to lose. This is his way of getting even but pulling the coup on his butt, and that's what I believe.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the motivation would be either way, but the Taft-Hartley thing, really, it would get us through the election. It's like an 80-day period where they'd be forced to go back to work, but they'd also be at the bargaining table trying to hammer things out. And, you know, maybe not Biden, but somebody could take an active role in trying to, make them or help them to come to some agreement. But in the meantime, this would be a terrible time that will affect farmers, manufacturing, goods and services. I mean, it'll put a... But then again, you look at it like, who's the party of chaos? They used to take advantage, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And then they learned, but we can create our own crisis. We don't have to wait for one to come along. And that's exactly what is unfolding here. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Okay. Brian Donalds, representative down in Florida, he went on the Charlemagne the God, the breakfast pub thing. He's the only one that I've heard say this, and Vance could have said this, is everybody says, well, Kamala Harris isn't the president. It's not her fault. It's not her fault. The economy, everything is not her fault. You ask a black voter, well, you know, we have to wait and see what she can do as a president. No, she's already done it, like he pointed out to the Breakfast Club. She was the tie-breaking vote, and somebody needs to point out all of the tie-breaking votes that she was the tie-breaker that ruined this country.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm happy to speak on that, which I have since the beginning. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, her hands are dirty. I mean, yeah, she had a role to play, whether it's, you know, the border czar or whatever. She didn't handle those duties. So you want to give her a promotion based on her failure to execute or do anything impressive at all in that role. And so some people want to give her a promotion just to see, you know? Yeah. Yeah. You know, you weren't very good at selling, so we'll make you the sales manager?
No.
How often does that work out?
No.
Let's go to Chris. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Longtime lefty here who listens to your show every morning. You guys do a great job, by the way, even though I disagree with pretty much everything you say. What's bugging me is, you know, that we're talking, all the talking heads this morning are acting really like the anything is consequential from that debate last night. Everybody's pretty much already made up their mind. I think what stood out to me last night with Vance and Walz is that both of them clearly articulated messages and sounded really good at supporting their arguments with facts. And that was been missing for the last 10 years when Biden and Trump are just like incoherently babbling all the time. So it was refreshing to see two guys that like really articulated strong messages last night.
Well, look, hey, we found something we agree on. The decorum, the manners,
yes.
The way they let each other speak and just how they handled themselves. Yes, it was, I agree, very, very good and refreshing.
It was.
Yep, we could use more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:28. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, we will talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick and get her take on the debate, but maybe more importantly, local response, FEMA response to, Hurricane Helene and all of the fallout. Coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.